Hello?
Yes, hi Louise. It's Naftali with Family First Care. How are you doing
How you
today?
doing? I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, great. Let's get you scheduled with the broker, your assessment. So I'll go ahead and transfer you right now. So you'll tell them on the call that you would like to apply for home care services. They will ask you a
Home
few
care
questions.
services?
Yes.
Okay.
So your son can be paid by helping you. You'll ask them you want to apply for home care, and they will ask you a few questions and schedule an in-home visit for you. Okay?
I forget a lot from time to time. And you say home care, I don't want to get mixed up in nothing.
Okay, can you have your son Frank to help you out with that? Because they.
Yeah, let me go up here. Let matter of fact, let me call him from upstairs. Frank! Frank! He upstairs. I'm calling him. I'm on the first floor. He on the second floor. I don't wanna. Hey, I'm glad I told you that because I do
You
forget.
know,
Right. He's coming.
okay.
He wants you to come back to the phone.
Louise, you'll call. I'll transfer you right now.
Where's the phone
Louise, are you
call?
with me?
He was still holding on.
Louise?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'll go ahead and transfer right now to the broker. If you can keep an eye, if she, gets any problems with the broker, if you can help. But I'll go ahead and transfer right now, okay? We're good to go?
I don't know how to work this phone. Hello?
Yes.
I'm trying to get this phone.
Let me know when I can go ahead and transfer.
Oh, here we go. Here it is. I got. Sorry, this is a new phone. I don't know how to work it. This is her phone. You can speak. I got you on speaker.
Okay, so Luis, I'll go ahead and transfer you right now to the broker. Let them know you want to apply for home care services, and they will ask you a few questions and schedule a first in-home visit. So I'll go ahead and transfer you right now. Just follow the prompts and there's no application, and someone will pick up the phone over there, okay? And if you have
Yes,
any
just
problems
call the prompt,
afterwards, let's go ahead.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Program. Press 1 para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for contacting us. My name is Crystal. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Louise Norton.
Could I get you to say your first name for me?
L-O-U-I-S-E.
Then your last name?
N-O-R-T-O-N, Norton.
And the phone number that you're calling from today?
215-668-3567.
May I ask, are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
For myself.
And are you calling for the first time today or to check the status of the existing application?
First time.
Okay, so you're calling to apply for waiver services?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I now need to obtain some personal information, and please note, we will not speak to anyone about your application without written or verbal permission. Now, please have your date of birth.
7/31/53.
And may I please have your address?
1249 Elkhart Street.
Could you spell that street for me?
A-L-C-O-T-T.
Street.
City.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And your zip code?
19149.
Could you verify your social security number for me?
1-7-1-4-4-10-0-5.
All right. So we're no longer at 2132 North 19th Street, correct?
Correct.
1249-8LC. O-T-T Street.
Mm-hmm. I had to remember that.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19149. Just bear with me while I go and check our state systems.
Okay.
Now, would you like to sign up to get text or email notices about your case? Is that something that you would be interested in?
Yes, my son probably do all that.
And you're in Philadelphia County, correct?
Yes.
And do you have a physician that we could add to your case so we can send that physician certification form to have completed?
It's my doctor name. My name is Winchester.
What was your card?
I got to go get my card.
No problem. Just take your time.
I'm told they would have to know when my physician.
Hey, I'm going up the steps. I put everything up and I can't have time to find anything of what I want to find of my own. You hear that?
Yes, but ma'am. No problem. I'm take serious. Your time. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm serious. I had something wrong with me, you know. Didn't know this was going to happen to me. I'm just, oh my God. Oh God, you're going to tears again. First time I wasn't going to do this. I'm like, I don't know these people. Oh my God. You know, I'm looking for the, let me see the book. Let me see again. I'll put the phone down for a second. So let me look in here and see where the phone number is. Oh, shucks. This is... I forget the thing. I was a little folding. You come in here, don't you? Saying, hold on. Putting stuff up like I was going to move or something. Can't find it on my part. I'm going to have a fix because I didn't put this stuff where I was supposed to put it. I did, but I took it out. And I was looking at it. And I can't find my little pocketbook.
I was going to see something identity tags on my lap as I'm trying to make my escape. Sorry, but I missed it.
Hold on, I found it. I just got to open it up and look in it and see.
No problem. Thank you, fine.
Okay, because I'm a fast-walking person and everything. I try to slow down, but I just want to get that fast. Dedicated. She works at a dedicated for senior citizens. And that's at, come on, you get out of the phone.
Now, if you don't have her name, that's fine. One, we can schedule. We can go ahead and finish with the process. And once the enrollment case manager comes out, you can give her the doctor's name, address, and fax number, or you can contact us with that information whenever you receive it.
Okay, because I don't remember none of this kind of stuff. I've never been through nothing like this before. I got my illness. I don't want this illness that I got. It's to go to sleep and wake up and then you look different in the mirror. That's what I look like. And there was a lot of stuff that was going on in the household. And it was, you know, a lot of stuff going on in the household, my stress and my nerves. And this is like, I'm going to stop talking about that. But it don't make it no better.
So
you will have to call Beth and call my son and talk to him because I'm kind of upset right now.
He refuses to take a stand. He testifies against his brother. He goes to jail.
He can't stand this.
Family career.
I don't want to start busting your question no more.
Yeah,
I'm going to get you my son, okay?
Is that the green light?
Hello?
Here's an election. There's no state law, can't you?
70% of the vote last night.
Hello?
This question is a civilian position play, and do you think it's wise to leave a uniform to ceremony? It's important to me that my people wear the game. So, the game was my job, right? As ambitious as Charlie Rossellini is, I wasn't sure to settle for anything less than the White House. Well, he's got his great trip in City Hall first. He's formed the pack, and his first deputy is about to resign from his campaign, so. But he's been a pretty strong DA. Now, is that code for popular DA? Because my polls say that there's no more popular public figure in New York than you, Frank. I mean, no, but I hope that you'll be standing shoulder to shoulder with me.
Everything.
On the steps of City Hall. But I have to tell you, there's no more uniform in your front.
Why am I saying yes to this? Because I need it.